Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
What you want, baby, that's Aretha bringing us back. Set 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We have a great visit with our good friend Rob Grady. He's the founder of The Grady Company and an award-winning copywriter and columnist. He's the author of Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials, third, probably fourth edition, just around the corner. He's our good friend. We're talking about good behavior, why good behavior is the best practice. You know, Rob, I've been saying for a long time that trust is not just the right thing to do. It's a best practice.
I
agree with you about good behavior. So,
well, I was saying earlier, I was saying that there are three reasons to do so. Not only is it a tax break, but it raises your business profile, and it makes your employees feel better about working for you. So in the second half here, I want to talk a little bit about not only how to do it, and I want to give a couple of examples that work really, really well in your community and raise your profile. One of the things I think that you want to make sure that you do is attack or promote within a community, a broad community that includes your either your suppliers and vendors or your customers. More importantly, it'd be your customers, because one of the things you want to do is raise that profile among potential customers. So identify those kinds of communities or charitable opportunities that are high visibility among your constituents or among your customers. One of the examples I use is Muscular Dystrophy Association with Harley-Davidson.
Mm-hmm.
Harley-Davidson, I wrote a book about the brand and rebuilding the brand, the Harley-Davidson brand, and that was the visibility of Harley-Davidson back in the late 80s, early 90s was really raised well with the attachment of the Harley name to the Muscular Dystrophy Association. It's a charity that they have been now giving to for about 30 years. And the way they went about actually choosing that charity was because, first of all, it was administered locally, but it was a national charity.
Mm-hmm.
So each individual Harley dealership around the country could attach itself to the local charity, and yet it had national visibility, and they were able to do a lot of national promotion and national community things as well. So that's an example of identifying the kind of charity that would offer a broad scope and attach itself or also be recognized by your professional community.
One of the things I'd like to recommend, if it's not on your list, is I find the things that my customers are interested in and donate to those things.
That's a good idea.
That's a great, I'm telling you, you'd be surprised how much mileage you'll get. It's not flashy, you don't make a big deal out of it. You might not even necessarily do it where they know about it. You don't even tell them. Maybe they just find out about it. But I ask my customers, what do you give to? What's important to you? And they tell me, and then I make a donation to that cause.
Well, a lot of companies do that. You may find that I know there's that ordering online recently to get my holiday gifts. I was asked which charity I would like a percentage of the sale to go to, and I had a choice to check off one of three charities.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of companies that follow that example, Jim. That's a very good idea.
Yep.
Before we go, though, I wanted to say here's one local thing that can be very helpful for small businesses. If you're not a national company, you just want to give back to your local community and support something in that local community. I did something with one of my a guy here in Milwaukee who owns a chain of dry cleaning stores. Can I mention the brands?
Sure,
I can mention
sure, them. Yeah.
1 Hour Martinizing. He has 4 1 Hour.
That's an old brand.
Yeah, and what he did was donated a $1,000 scholarship to a local high school in the area in which he operates.
Mm-hmm.
And the high school chooses the student, and he had certain criteria what the scholarship was going to be all about. But from that, he got tremendous visibility in that local community for that $1,000. Cost him $1,000. He probably got 10 times that in visibility from all the articles in the paper and all the goodwill with the parents attending graduation when this student got the scholarship. And that visibility was with people that he later hired. With the scholarship came, first of all, a summer intern at his company so that the student would learn basic management skills. It was an assistant manager position, so the person was opening and closing stores and learned about working the countertop and that sort of thing. So it was a chance to really build not only community involvement and goodwill in the community, but visibility, but also to tender an internship program to a student and bring in a really good quality employee.
Mm-hmm.
We did the same thing with an interior design firm here in town and did a $5,000 scholarship with a local college that offered us the scholarship to students in interior design with interior design majors.
Right.
They got themselves a great intern who became, in our case, two of them became permanent employees in this design firm. So
happens all the time. I do that all the time. This is a great recommendations, great suggestions, folks. It's all about good behavior, and I'd like to encourage people, Rob, not just do it at during the holidays. Do this sort of thing all year long. What do you think?
Absolutely. I bring it up during the holidays because it's top of mind, but it is something that we need to do all year long.
That's exactly right. Hey, Rob, I need your website, please.
Robert Grady, and Grady is spelled rather strangely, G-R-E-D-E.
Well, appropriate for the man, right? Rather
strangely. RobertGrady.com.
Hey, Rob, good job. Come back soon.
Hey, Jim, have a good holiday.
You too.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.